There's a really interesting conversation going on right now in the opera world about its extravagantly cruel treatment of female characters who are often tortured, murdered, gruesomely take their own lives, go mad. It's led Opera Queensland to join a unique project in Brisbane that's seen arts organisations work with women's services in the fight against gender-based violence. That's Opera Queensland, who performs Songs of Love and War by one of opera's earliest composers, Claudio Monteverdi, last night in a restaurant in Brisbane's West End. It's part of the United Nations 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign. Well, Rebecca McIntosh, otherwise known as Bec Mac, is co-creator of Chrysalis Projects that's brought this alliance together. And it also involves Brisbane's Domestic Violence and Women's Support Service, MICA Projects, whose CEO is Karen Walsh. Bec, Karen, welcome to you both.
Good morning, Kathy. How are
you? Good morning.
Bec, I'm going to start with you. There are real questions about whether opera is at its core misogynistic, patriarchal, oppressive. Certainly 17th century Europe wasn't the best place to be a woman. So where does opera fit in with this current international and national campaign around gender-based violence?
Well, I've been working with Opera Queensland this year to build a relevant conversation around the innate misogyny that is embedded in nearly every opera. As you mentioned, a woman's either murdered, takes her own life, or goes insane. And so an art form like this cannot exist as a relevant art form unless it changes the way that it contextualizes its stories and its narratives, because we are our stories and we need to relate to the stories that we see on our stages. And so it's been really brave of Opera Queensland, and I've been having some conversations with international opera singers, and they've said they've never had these conversations in Paris or in Vienna. So this is really quite global leading in building a new way to understand the art form, but also what we're doing as a project called Your Inner Circle. So it's a bringing across art form alliance to take on gender-based violence. Because if you go into the Met database and you put the word rape into the Met database, the word, it comes up 181 times. So within the Western canon of art, violence, gendered violence is either glorified or normalized. So we want to take the power of art to empower women so that we can build a stronger message against gender-based violence and make it a safer place for women and children.
Karen Walsh, I mean, that's what you're all about, making the world a safer place for women and children, very much in the here and now. How did MICA Projects become involved in this project, and why did you decide that this was the right thing to do?
Oh, well, we are, you know, local West End. The arts community are very much a part of this. We started talking about the difficulty that many artists were having around COVID, and the Chrysalis Project was a great project that was trying to provide opportunity at a local level to give artists a place. And we think that the arts is a great way of having new conversations and bringing in new perspectives and looking at gender-based violence. And it's, you know, the 16 days of activism. And yesterday when, you know, we had the opera singers at a cafe, a local cafe in West End, people can start to have these conversations in a different way. And I think that the metaphors and the historic nature of opera it brings in just a way of having the conversation and to look at, well, where are we today? Where are we? Where is women's equality at? Where is women are still being murdered in our community? What can we do to change the narrative and the way that we approach women's equality amongst us as neighbours and the community and the arts community, social services? So it was an alliance that it was just to put more awareness out there.
And opera, of course, is a, you know, they're pieces of their time. They're a traditional art form. But, you know, as somebody who looks at these issues at a very grassroots level, should companies be taking a closer look at the way that women are represented on stage in these stories?
Well, I think, you know, the historical context is also a way of engaging in change conversations about women. And, I, you know, obviously the opera, Queensland Opera, is going to do a series about women sopranos and in their history as well. So I think that you can't change the stories of the past, and the absolute skill and talent of people in opera is amazing whether you understand the story or not, but it's still a metaphor of how can we think about opera in the future and think about all the arts in the future of being allies of changing these, you know, giving different metaphors about equality.
Mm. Beck Mack, you mentioned, you know, that it's not just opera, it's within the whole canon of Western art that the female body count is high. These conversations are fairly new within opera. What about in the wider arts community? Is there a wider acknowledgement of this?
I think it's very timely to be having these conversations. And Chrysalis Projects came out of COVID. We realised that there were three things we needed to do, which was employ artists, to revitalise businesses, and to unite the community. And so I think what COVID has offered the arts an opportunity to build a different relationship with the community, where the value of the arts is really strong and clear in the way, as Karen said, they can bring a different frame or light to understand who we are, where we are, and how we want to be in the future. And I think that's what, as artists and as a community and as a collective, we can take COVID as an opportunity to find a new way forward together. And I think a lot of organisations like Opera Queensland have recognised it's time to change. Well, they've been forced to change. And I think the artists, as we have all known, have been the people that, amongst quite a lot of people, that have been let down by what's happened in the way that they've been supported. So, again, the artists can bring great solutions to big problems. And I think if we allow artists at the table and the creative communities to come together with this cross sort of, like, you know, partnering with MICA and partnering with community, there is so much power around transformation that we can collectively do.
Well, this project is part of the UN 16 Days of Activism Against Violence Against Women, which continues until Friday. It also comes, though, at the end of an extraordinary year in Australia, which has seen the issue around gendered violence really become a national political issue. And that's thanks to some incredible young women like Grace Tame, Brittany Higgins, Saxon Mullins and Chanel Contos. Is the challenge here to keep up the momentum?
Absolutely. I just feel like we've got the foot in the door and just got to kick it open now. Like, I think that it is a really, I can feel this, like the other day, as part of our Your Inner Circles project, I hosted conversations at a live music event, the Q Music Summer Block Party. And I do a show called Love TV, Amaphrodite, the Goddess of Love. And I hosted these conversations about consent with young people, and the language and the way they understand what consent is. You couldn't have had those conversations even 2 years ago. Mm. Like, I think there's a real shift, and I think the young people of today are so educated and empowered, and we can learn so much from them. And it has been the young women that have been really the really clear voices in this conversation. So I think it is a really it is a strong moment, and I think we've got to keep the momentum going. And I think like these alliances, like as we mentioned, between MICA and our Chrysalis projects and Opera Queensland and Quag Goma and Museum of Brisbane and Q Music, which are part of our Your Inner Circles project, I think we got to have to keep the circles growing. And it's all our responsibility to be part of the solution. And I think that projects like ours offer the opportunity for people to get involved. And that's what everyone wants. People want to be involved. They want meaning. They want purpose. They want arts to have that for them. And I think, yeah, it's a really... It is a good moment for us to keep pushing forward with the momentum we're building.
Karen Walsh, what do you think's been achieved this year and what needs to happen to keep the momentum going?
Well, certainly national attention has been brought to inequality and the unacceptable practices of our parliament. I think that, you know, they are seeds for new operas, really. the courage of the women, they've been big statements. I mean, the National March, everything, things don't just change with the wave of a wand. It is these, you know, circles of influence. And I think that for women in violence, it's those inner circles can be oppressive and harmful, and we need to create new circles and new ways in which women can be supported and safe, and how our systems do that better. But, you know, we certainly need to stop the misogynist way that women are talked about, whether that be in public life or in their private life.
On that note, thank you so much for joining us today and congratulations on the alliance and the project.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Rebecca McIntosh, otherwise known as Bec Mac, is co-creator of Chrysalis Projects, and Karen Walsh is CEO of Brisbane's MICA Projects.